Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Des. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? What's that? Here's how this works. You ask less of me, and I comply slightly less begrudgingly. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's welcome Jackie Gonzalez de Ruth. J-Date, what consistently misused word or phrase brings you the most consternation, and is it consternation?
Well, for me personally, I really don't like it when people misuse good and well. One is
That's a good
adverb.
One.
One is an adjective. That really bothers me. I'm doing good. It's like, no, you're doing well.
Yeah,
you're
but Jackie, doesn't that feel, we all know that, right? And then it sounds kind of weird when the person, like, how are you? Well, thank you. It's like, what is this, a fucking.
This is the first time I've ever heard
good.
This.
But you would say, the proper way is to say, I am good, because you're describing yourself. But if you're describing a verb, how you're feeling, then you're feeling well. And that's the weirdest one, right? Like, I'm feeling well. That's a weird one. And that one I'm okay with people. Like, yeah, that feels weird. But how are you doing? Like, I don't know. It just
How are you
really
doing? Well. I'm doing, I mean, I know. Sorry. I didn't mean to jump
well.
In. I just say, like,
doing well.
you know what it is, Jackie? Is that I will actually say good even though I know it's well, because I feel strange.
I think a lot of people do that.
Well, Jackie.
What is that's when people say something like, that skateboard is sick?
Yeah, that's cool. That's
I have a question real quick for Jackie and Chris. How are you guys both on the fact that James is just learning the difference just now?
it makes sense to me that this is the first time he's heard of this.
Okay, cool.
Well,
it hurts me.
Oh, well.
It hurts me about, you know, your education as a child. But, you know, some things stick with some people and some things don't. Yeah. And that did not stick with you. And that's fine.
Some people shun knowledge. I
now,
get it.
Let me say this one more thing.
Please.
The word that I say that pisses my husband off that I use incorrectly, that I say it's more of a cultural thing and he needs to back off.
Sure.
Joey, if you're outside, and Chris perhaps too, if you are outside and you drop something, what did you drop it on?
Oh, the ground or the floor?
Yeah.
Well, if you're outdoors, it's the ground. If you're outdoors, it's the ground. There's no debate.
Motherfuckers,
here.
I say floor for everything. And
I think I do too.
So mad at me.
You say floor for an exterior.
Yeah, like if we're out, like in the yard and out.
Yeah, but he works in that field
too.
He has worked with flooring before, so he knows.
He has,
he's like,
you're right.
This is floor.
Maybe that's why it bothers him. Because if you actually put your back into making a floor, you don't want somebody calling the outdoors with no work a floor.
You're right.
I get it. I'm going to have to side with Pat. Sorry. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Pie me one time. From childhood, aside from family, what did you overhear an adult say that caused you to instantly question their knowing what the hell they were talking about?
Why does it have to be outside of family?
Because I feel like we all have that family experience. Was there a time when you were away from your family that an alleged authority figure might have said something and you went, no.
No, Kevin, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. That's the correct answer also.
Well, you have to understand that,
sure.
You know, when you say the word childhood, we all know that already. That's a big trigger for me.
Exactly.
So
that's
why
I was trying to take it away from family.
I appreciate that. But it turns out family trauma carries with you even on your friends' vacations.
Sure, sure.
You know, I was never in a place to be like, I disagree. I was always like, I don't know, me dummy. I dropped my popsicle on the floor and they're like, it's the ground.
Yeah. I can dig it. I can dig it and you. In the Hoos, it's a tool sing. Rep, proper, or die. What did you think the first time it was suggested that you eat something called a fish cake?
I'm going to have to plead the goodwill argument here. I don't know what that is. We were just talking about this. We used to get fish on Fridays in school.
Okay.
Sure. Never understood why, but that was always a thing.
That's a Catholic thing.
That's what I learned eventually. And that's why, like, fish fillet at McDonald's is on sale on Fridays. It's for the Joeys of the world. is that – you guys don't call Catholics Joeys? Okay. It's a different term.
Well, that seems like a – derogatory word. No,
that's just an education. It's like ground floor. Yeah.
But, Joey, you still call, quote-unquote, my people – Christ killers. Is that right?
Well, we have a long conversation about that. We'll get into that this episode.
Okay, but, okay, yeah. Fair.
It'll be really funny.
And now James Heaney. Johnny, gym teacher, what sport or athletic activity at school piqued your interest?
I really liked, I didn't really like sports. I did football my freshman year, all the way up through the boot camp part. And then I was like, you know, these guys are working so hard. I don't want to do that. It's
when you
hot.
Say boot camp, do you mean practice? Just going to practice?
Like hell week.
I think they called it. I think they call it my school boot camp.
Oh, hell week,
maybe. It's the start of practice. The summer, you go to boot camp for 2 days.
Yeah, well, I passed out on, like, one of the days. It was, like, a really hot day, and, like, I literally passed out because I was one of the people that was a runner. I don't remember the position, but they were like, yeah, you got to stay at the front of the running pack. And I just collapsed. And, like, after that, I was like, I'm never doing that again.
You just hit the floor.
And I continued to play football at the river.
Yeah, that's a good question, Tool. Did you fall on the floor or the ground when you collapsed?
I fell in the grass because where it was.
The grass. See? That's how you step outside the argument.
You just look below yourself and think to yourself, is that grass? Is it dirt? Is it floor? Is it street? And you just label it. I dropped on the blank.
Oh, Captain Literate. And last, but try that shit downtown if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer, vomit helper. Your third favorite fruit, and why such a staunch position?
Probably would be lychee.
Sure.
Or lychee. I don't know how you say it correctly.
However you want.
You should know, dog. It's your fruit.
But that's it. No, it's my favorite. You know, so I get to say it how I want. But I do respect the other pronunciations. So that is it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's do a damn show. All of our seed suggestions gathered from your listener emails or those who'd like priority are VIP patron supporters to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content. For example, these new bonus scenes that we're doing. Yeah, you heard me. Just for you. Or a video recording of our sessions. Or at the highest level, the Alchemaniac, you'll have a chance to join us in this Zoom as we record.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast at our email. alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Well,
Singwan comes from patron VIP Milton, who wrote, hey, team, I guess my last suggestion sucked horse onions. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Horse onions?
No.
Are those balls?
Maybe he's thinking horseradish?
Yeah, there we go. Maybe I could try addressing James instead. Hey, heen man, spleen man, have you tried real Swedish coffee? If you did, a cup should cover your needs and you wouldn't have to walk around all day drinking a thermos of that American pea water of yours. Whoops. I guess that counts as a personal attack. I recently read about a man living without money. He tried as hard as he could to stay away from it. And if he came in contact with it, he would throw it in the trash. People who have met him described him as weird and nice. I need your help with the exact way that would play out. Love, Milton. Excuse me, sir. Sir. Hey, excuse me.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
Gentlemen. Sorry, gentlemen.
There's two of us here. We are walking in a line.
Yes. Okay. Well, one of you.
He is taller than me. I am shorter than him. That's why you couldn't see me. But there are two of us here.
That makes complete and total sense. I'm going to address both of you with my
Not with him, though.
No.
Don't
mean to suggest you're together, but I'm addressing you both, if that's okay.
Okay.
One of you dropped $10 just now, and so I just wanted to be a good citizen and let you both know, initially again, one of you know that you dropped some money.
Well, I don't recall having $10, but I'd like to take it.
Have either one of you ever played blackjack in a casino? Because when you play blackjack in a casino, when the dealer goes on break, he does that. That's what I'm doing to this conversation. Thank you.
Wait, what? Oh, is that a
magic on break.
Trick? He's disappearing.
He just said he's on break.
Well, if is that your $10? Because it's not mine.
It is my $10.
Well, then you should pick that up.
I will. Good day.
I'm not. Oh, you're walking further away from that $10 bill. Oh,
I'm on break.
I'm gonna take this $10 bill.
I'm
on break.
I just said I'm picking it up. I'm leaving now. I'm taking my money and leaving.
Here and watch. Somebody else is gonna take that $10 if I do.
It's my money. I'm taking it. Listen to me. Yes. I'm taking my money.
You just clapped in my face two times,
and I'm on break.
Look, Myrna, I'm not just getting rid of you. I'm getting rid of everything.
I need the work, though. The issue is I have a lot of medical things happening, and I need the work to pay for these doctors.
Did you ever think that maybe doctor was some kind of construct made up by people in power
to make you feel like if you need me to do a different job for you, I'll do a different job for you.
Myrna, the only job you should be doing is living. I watched three,
that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm going to 50 million doctors.
Of van videos on YouTube, and it got me thinking.
Van videos?
What do I need any of this for? Yeah, I own a company. I have employees. But maybe I'm done. Somewhere out there, there's two grown men arguing over a $10 bill. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like that. You shouldn't want to be like that either, Myrna.
Okay, Myrna, everything's looking good. We'll see you back here next week. And
are you sure everything's looking good? Because I actually usually have a bit of a problem.
No, Myrna, I was trying.
You should check it out.
No, your bones are shattering inside your body. I meant it's all good in the sense that we're just normal.
It's really bad, though.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But look, your insurance will cover it. It's going to cost about $60,000 just for this visit. After the insurance, it's out of pocket.
I see you looking at the vans. Let me know if any one of them spark your interest, and I can answer any questions.
Yeah. I actually do have a question.
Yeah, sure.
I'm picturing a van like this
okay.
model here, right?
Okay.
But removing the van.
Oh, that's what you're picturing.
Yeah.
A van like this one, which is called the Tubby, by the way.
Yeah.
And you'd like to remove the van part.
Because in the brochure here, it says that the Tubby will help me in exploring new and uncharted territories. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the upsides. Yep.
Now, won't my feet do that?
Whoa. What is your name?
What is your name?
Steve. I'm Steve.
I'm Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Nice to meet you. Chuck, I just asked your name because I've never heard it put that way before, and I'm a little taken aback and at the same time impressed by your insights of life.
Steve, I'm not here as any kind of messiah type. I just stumbled upon some YouTube videos not too long ago, and it's changed the way I've seen things.
What's happening in these videos?
Oh, people are selling they're living in tiny houses, or they're living in vans.
Like a van?
Yes, like a van, but I thought...
Mm-hmm.
Well, Myrna, I'm looking at it, and I'm sorry, but you're going to have to redo your entire ceilings and walls. You got black mold. I mean, this is going to be expensive.
What, right? The ceilings and the walls? Because the walls are holding up the ceiling, so they can't be that bad, right?
Oh, they're bad. I mean, everything it is. But this is black mold. This is bad. I mean, it's going to charge you somewhere $60,000.
I've got house insurance.
Oh, you do?
Make sure you take that into account.
Okay, let me punch that in here. Okay. Oh, great. Oh, God, this is actually out of pocket. This is going to actually cost you $60,000.
Oh, the same.
pardon me, sir. Excuse me. Hi. I know you don't know me. My name is Chuck. Oh, Charles. This is going to be weird, but would you mind taking my wallet?
No. Thank you.
You wouldn't mind?
No, I don't want to. I'm just waiting for the bus, sir. Thank you.
Well, when I said,
excuse me, I was over here guarding this $10 bill, and I overheard you. Did you need somebody to take that wallet?
Yes.
I could take that wallet.
It'll probably be you, but I can't move forward. Call me a stickler. When I said, would you mind? You said no.
Are you talking to me again?
Yeah, so you wouldn't mind.
I think that gentleman will wants to
but
talk
you
to
said,
you.
I said, would you mind? And you said no. It's kind of like, how are you doing? Are you good? Are you well? It's like, you said no, you wouldn't mind. So can I hold you at your word?
No.
Good use of the word no.
Could I interject?
Yeah, this guy wants to talk to you. I think that's probably best.
Maybe he was saying he wouldn't mind because he simply wouldn't do it. I'll take that wallet for you.
There's the wallet.
Oh my God, this is great. This is great. Do you need your ID?
I don't think so. From here on out, I'm a citizen of this planet.
Welcome to Dave and Buster's. Hey, can I just see your ID?
Here you go.
This is not a picture of you.
Yeah, but I'm clearly over 21, so...
No, and if you want to do anything fun in life, you're going to have a proper ID, so...
Oh, come on. You can tell I'm over 21. Let me in.
You're carrying a false identification. I could have you arrested. I could have 35 federal officers down here arresting you for running a illegal string of ID-making facilities.
Oh.
Yes, hello. This is Fed. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I got a local arcade I'm setting up here. And I got told by a couple buddy of mine.
Right.
I don't know what the hell. Anyway.
Couple individual buddy. Yep.
I wanted to just make sure that this line worked as well as able to set up a kind of just a system with you all. If that's
yeah,
okay,
you call anytime. We're here for you. You need any sort of support? You need us to put some boots on the ground? We're here.
Yeah, yeah. And how many agents can I mean, I'm a small business owner.
I'm going to pick a crazy number and say 35. You call, you need, I send 35.
Oh, fantastic.
You're bluffing. That you couldn't really get a hold of the feds.
I can call my manager.
No,
my manager,
way.
Horatio, is right inside. I'll give him a call. I got a radio
you
on
joke.
My sir?
I'm going in. You can't stop me. I'm going to play some skee ball like a goddamn man.
We don't
give me that
have
skee
ball anymore.
Right? What?
No.
Hey, Myrna, it's Chuck.
Yeah, you're so different now.
Yeah.
Your hair's long. I barely recognized you.
That's the point.
Well, I've still been crunching the numbers and filing the papers. I've been hard at work every day. I'm not even taking weekends anymore.
Myrna, I want to give you something before I leave, and you'll probably never see me again. Oh. This bag here with the dollars... all inside of it, this belongs to you. This is $120,000 cash. That's all I have. I sold the business. You no longer have a job. You no longer have insurance. You now have $120,000 cash. Take the bag.
Well, Myrna, once you accepted that cash, you are now part of the fraud ring. So you will be charged. as it seems, Charles Chuck, a.k.a. Leo the Man, he's been starting businesses and then burning those businesses down and living off the grid, and you are just one of his many victims. But I'm sorry. The court needs justice.
Won't you take to heart the fact that my bones are shattering within my body at all times? I mean, I'm a frail. I can't go to the slammer. I can't go to the slammer. Don't put me
in
the clink.
And you won't go to the slammer. We're going to put you in a sand prison.
What? That sounds horrible. That sounds like torture. That sounds illegal. That sounds absolutely horrible.
You got the problem here with your sand prison is your walls and your ceilings are made of sand. We're going to come in here.
What can you do? Come on. You got to give me a good price here. What's going on?
I'll tell you. We'll come in with some real walls. And some real ceilings.
No. We're not making a jail. This is a sand prison, okay? It's got to be sand.
I'm telling you, it's not. Doesn't work. Physics doesn't work, all right?
Physics does work.
I used to be a physics instructor.
Hi, is this the Fed?
Yes, just how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Good. I would like to return my Social Security number, please.
Okay. Is there something wrong with it?
That's a good question. No. Change of heart?
Change of heart works. Yep. Okay. You can file it under change of heart.
All right.
Now, once you hand it in, I do have to let you know you will not be able to get it back. So
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is last chance, change your mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll take it.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate
this. But we'll also
this.
Keep it.
I appreciate the heads up. Okay.
So, you know what I'm sensing here? Kind of a big day, kind of a big step, kind of a big move. You put a lot into this before you even came in here.
That's right.
So I don't mean to question your reserve.
No, I appreciate it, really.
Okay.
Because I'm just kind of winging it. I watched a couple of YouTube videos about, you know, living off the grid.
Right.
Thanks so much for visiting me in here, man. I gotta say, I feel like I'm thriving.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. You're doing it.
Well, I mean, I have to do it. I'm locked in here. But I feel like at this point, I've been here for so long, I can't even imagine what I would do if I got out.
Same thing you're doing in here.
I'm not doing much of any. I mean, I'm getting in a lot of fights.
That's my point. Oh, really?
Verbal, but they're bad. Oh, yeah.
Myrna, what I'm asking you to do is burrow out of this sand, meet me on the outside, and join me on a quest, and like we'll be like the alchemist. You know that book?
I read it in high school, but it's been a long time.
It probably goes over your head in high school, but when you're at this age, it really starts to
land. Yeah, I remember it being short, and I liked that.
Yeah.
So you want the alchemist, where the red fern grows. Is that it?
Where the red fern grows, alchemist, and Willy Wonka in the glass elevator, please.
The sequel. Let me get that. Willy Wonka in the glass elevator.
I couldn't help but notice your smile.
Oh, thanks.
I meant so, in regards to my book selection choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the
Do you get
kids
paid to be here?
At my job? Yeah, I get paid to be here at my job. Yeah.
How much is it worth to you?
Hey, we're all in line, man.
That is scene one. Oh, my. Oh, my. Scene two comes from listener Roman, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist. I've been listening for years, and finally," that word in all caps, "I have a scene suggestion. A group of doomsday preppers were right," the word right in all caps, "but after they seal the door, they realize they forgot to add a bathroom. Thanks again, Roman." Number seven, please.
I'm number seven.
Oh, hey, oh, hi.
Thank God I made it.
Yep, okay. You made it just in time. These are your starter shoes and your starter pants.
Oh, thank you.
And that's all we're required to give you on what you invested prior. So I hope you're set with everything else.
Oh, wow.
Just the shoes and the pants.
Just the shoes, no shirt. It's fine. My wife and baby, they're like four or five people back. They're going to make it in, right? Because I don't want to go in if they're not going to get in.
I'm going to say
they should, right? Okay. Theoretically, I can't guarantee
Hey, Kyle, Kyle, sorry to interrupt, but we got to close the doors now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we're going to close the doors. So pretty
much his wife and his
kids. Here's your complimentary curry before you enter.
Thank you.
So Kyle, just close the door. We got to go.
Oh, what, my wife is like only, there's three more people behind.
You said my wife and baby. Is that right, sir? There's a baby involved?
Well, my baby didn't have a ticket. The problem was is she didn't have the baby when the tickets were
You're trying to squeeze in a baby without a ticket?
Kyle, make sure this guy's credentials are correct. Let's see what's going on here.
Can you eat your curry, please? I got to take the bowl back.
Okay, thank you. This is delicious curry. Yeah. Spicier than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. That's Tim's curry. That's good. And I'm messing
Tim's
around.
Tim's curry?
Yeah, it's
really Kyle, good. I think you were tasked to do something, not just comment on the curry.
You're right. He's correct. They got me again. Okay,
Kyle's
sir.
A people person, so, you know, he gets
I'm going to have to close the door. If there's anything, a message you'd like us to get to your wife and quote-unquote baby, we'll pass that along.
Kyle, honestly, hold on a second. Kyle, we can't do that. Once the door's closed,
so I'm just going to close the door on this guy?
Yeah,
what do you wife and baby.
If he's fine, but everyone, we got to go. We got to go.
Here's your shot of refried beans. You just take that right down the hatch.
Thank you. Okay, that's weird follow-up to the curry.
Shoot that back. Just shoot it back.
There you go.
That's good stuff.
You know, to tell you the truth, I thought the bunker would be much nicer. I mean, the pictures they showed us.
I don't like it at all. Have you even had the coffee? It tastes like piss water.
Yeah, I did have it, and it did taste like piss water. I mean, like, what exactly do we invest in for?
I don't know. I mean, To be honest, I'm into coffee mostly for the caffeine and not so much for the taste, but good God. Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm chugging pills.
Attention, everybody. Attention, everybody. If you could just stop what you're doing for one moment. A couple of quick announcements from the outside. It has happened. We all bet and we won. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Excuse me.
It has happened.
Question. Is there a chance that maybe we, in the storage, you've already put in some like Swedish coffee or coffees that are a little bit stronger?
Sure. Good question. Now, that's a Tyler question. Tyler's right over there. He's the one by the steel door where we keep all the goods. He'll be happy to talk to you about our options.
Is Tyler next to Kyle?
A question?
Also, sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe... And I don't want to head this up just because I don't like a lot of responsibility. But if someone could head up like some kind of game night or something.
What's your name?
My name is Clarice.
Clarice, I think you are now the head of game night. Now, we got Tyler on the provisions. We got Clarice on game. Kyle is your general go-to guy. And I am news from the outset. Yes.
I got a question. Three questions. First one.
Three questions?
Sorry. The people outside, did they suffer? Was it fast?
Wow, that's a good question. I can't believe you have two more after that.
Okay, well, you can think about that if you want. And the second question is, why am I the only guy that didn't get a shirt? Was I like the last person? I guess I was.
What's your last name?
Hizini.
Hizini. Oh, I see here. So when you were initially investing in this project, you only... allotted this amount, so you went in for the lower buy-in.
It's just now, chilly in here.
But that gentleman over there, right? You see him in the parka and the three-piece suit. Uh-huh. Now he went in at the higher entrance level, and now you have
that's
a third
nice
question.
Outfit.
Third question.
I need to use the bathroom. I'm actually allergic to curry, or not like seriously allergic, but it goes through me kind of quick. So
okay,
but I can't find a bathroom.
Great. So I'll just go through. So we have Tyler on provisions. We have Kyle for general. We have Clarice on games. Now, if you're looking for bathrooms, I think you're going to look for our master builder. And that is Grown.
Huh?
His me.
Name is Grown?
Me Grown.
Oh, there you are. Oh. Okay. And that is all the news from the outside. Thank you, everybody.
I mean, that's kind of your whole job then, right? You're pretty much done for the rest of your life. All right, that's pretty.
Don't say it like that, man. Because I still want purpose. You know what I mean?
Sure. I thought you were gonna milk it. I thought we were gonna be here for a while, and I was like, yeah, just one shot.
I should have gone longer. I should have gone longer.
I don't know why
you
didn't, though. I mean, that's all the news from the outside.
You know? What's your gig here?
Oh, me? I just look at the pipes.
Shit! Mm-hmm. That'll last you a while, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh my god. How many pipes are in here? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that. Dang.
Yeah.
Kevin, check pipes yet?
I'm doing it, Grown. I'm doing it.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. You do job good.
Anyway, I'm going to head over to Tyler and see if I can get some peanut butter cookies.
You earned it. You earned it.
I will catch you later.
Okay, guys, so the way that the charades is going to work is we're not going to write anything down.
Oh, my God.
Can we just talk? I can't do charades.
Guys, please. Please.
Is it not charades that you're playing?
Oh. Yeah. Charades. Let's call it charades. That's great. We're going to have two teams, and the way that it's going to work is Team A is going to verbally tell a member of Team B what they're going to charade or charade. And then that person will do the charade or charade, and we'll see when their team. Now, the category is we're going to be charading.
Do you know? This is like every time we meet up for this.
I'm bad at organizing. I said that. I said I didn't want to be the organizer.
Hey, Grown. Hey, it's me. I'm the guy from News from the outside.
Oh, Grown. Yeah, say hi. News.
Yeah. Quick question. I got a peepees. I got a peepees out of my booty.
Grown. Can you direct? No, understand.
I gotta go. Can you direct me towards the lavatorium?
Lavatorium for first class only, not for employees.
Oh.
Hey, Grown. Good to see you. Great job in the shitter, buddy. Hey, guy.
Hey.
So, but, well, I work, and I'm the news from the outside.
He's former football player, very rich.
I recognize him.
L.A. Rams, 10 years.
So what are we supposed to
do? Oh, it's the bathroom. Thank God I found you, Grown.
No.
Is this the line?
No line for you.
What? Hey, news guy, you told me he was the one to go to for the bathroom.
Look, he's saying first class only, and based on the fact that you're the only one who doesn't have a shirt, I'm assuming you probably ain't got the cheddar.
Oh my God. What am I supposed to do?
It's okay. I know a pipe guy.
Okay.
His name is Kevin.
This is an emergency. I was counting on this.
I know. Kevin. He's playing a game. Kevin.
What's up?
Hey, man. What's up? The news from the outside.
Get to the point. It's an emergency.
Kevin, we need some pee-pee pipes. You know what I mean?
Pee-pee pipes? That's just illegal down here.
I just mean, like, where can we go and...
Oh, no.
I don't understand. If you're talking about...
Oh, no.
He's a movie star. He's in planes. He goes in planes. Plays the planes. He plays volleyball now.
Why isn't anyone else on our team guessing? I mean, you can't do it alone.
He's good looking.
He's an awful actor. I don't believe in the things that he's doing. No, I don't. I'm saying that the charades you're doing are awful.
I don't. Just keep guessing, though. It's okay. So.
Oh my God! What is?
What is that sound? What is that smell?
What is that? What is that smell?
It's just a part of the charade. Guess who it is?
Contaminant detected. Contaminant detected.
Someone has to eat it.
What?
Someone has to eat it.
Contaminant detected.
Do you know what happens if this alarm goes on for more than 3 minutes?
All right, so how do we decide who eats it?
The guy without a shirt should definitely eat it.
I couldn't agree more. No shirt guy. Eat him up.
I was going to suggest a game, but, you know, that's just my thing.
Oh, my God. I can't eat. That's a lot.
Oh, you selfish son of a bitch. What about the rest of us? How about thinking about us instead of just yourself?
Yeah, you don't have a job here yet. Maybe your job is...
But I paid to get in here.
Tell you what. Eat it up. I'll get you as many shirts as you need.
Really?
I got a guy on the inside.
Is there like a mixer or anything that I can...
Yeah, sure. We can mix it up. What do you want in there? Some lemonade, iced tea?
Contaminant detected.
You have 1.5 more minutes.
Oh, God.
Contaminant detected.
You guys got to look away when I do this. This is embarrassing.
How about some blueberry pie? I could throw some blueberry pie in there.
Can someone turn off the alarm at least?
Not until he eats it.
It won't go off until it's eaten.
Contaminant
detected. I added some blueberry pie. Get in there, buddy.
If it goes on for 3 minutes, laser shootout, we all die.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. This tastes like shit.
Surprise, your wife is here.
Oh, Kimmy, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss, Kimmy.
Are you contaminant detected? Are you contaminant detected?
First of all, I'm really actually really, really mad at you. You said that you're going to hold my place in line, and you fucking did it.
Where's the baby, Kimmy? Where's the baby?
Keep eating the shit.
You didn't even
know. Contaminant detected.
That has got to be seen too, because I don't. They all were lasered. Oh man,
I was stressed out.
Oh fuck, I need to lie down.
The fart
James
alarm.
Does not care about us. That's what.
No, no, he really doesn't.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Kerouac Smith, who wrote, "You magnificent bastards just made my night. Thank you for your service. Anyway, I live in Columbus, Ohio, where it's illegal to make U-turns. So I'd like to make a scene suggestion titled 3-Point Turns. Can't wait for Tuesday. Kerouac."
Right, just buckle up.
Tommy, I don't know what I'm doing. Do I just grab
just
the wheel
up
here?
Just
is this 10 and 2? Okay, fine. The seatbelt's on.
Buckle up first.
There we
all
go.
Right.
And then my hands go where? Where do my hands go?
Your hands are going to go right on one hand on the steering wheel, one hand on the key.
Okay. Where turn on the key. Steering wheel? Up, top, middle, side.
Wherever you're comfortable. This is just about,
God damn.
We're just controlling the space right now.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Let's take all those steps away.
Okay.
Let's pop that seatbelt off just for a moment. Okay.
Oh, nice.
And let's just, do you want to drive?
I do. That's why I'm here. I want to drive so bad.
But you're stressed out. Maybe this
isn't for
you.
I was born and raised in New York. Do you know what that means? I'll tell you what it means.
New York!
Well, there's that. Also means never drive. Ever.
Okay? We got public transportation here.
I don't have a concept of what's happening behind the wheel, in the chair.
This is what I'm saying. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you shouldn't do it. It's okay if you don't.
I want to try. Why are you being so negative now?
I'm not being negative. I want to make you comfortable. I just want you to feel comfortable. Okay.
When's it my turn?
Oh, look. What this guy comes.
I've been sitting back here. And
Soon, hey. Sean. Okay, soon.
Hey, Shay. Sean? Who's Sean? Why Sean?
It's just another student. Don't worry. It's fine.
So now I'm responsible for Sean as well when I'm behind the wheel?
Yeah, you're also responsible for me. Yes.
Well, that part I knew.
But there's someone else. And there's also everyone else on the road. Look, this is what I'm saying.
I'm just here for a review lesson. Can I just, maybe he can watch me as I drive?
Sorry,
I just
review got lesson. He's going to learn how to review?
I was already previously licensed, but I have to go through this class again.
He got a DUI, so he has to come here and do this.
And sit in the back seat while
I'm not drinking. I'm just, it's a rotation. Each person takes a turn at their turn.
Yeah. Can I just go continue first? My turn? What kind of class do you run in here, pal?
Look, it's a tight ship, okay? Things are going well for me personally and financially. Okay. I have to do this. All right. I got actually effed out.
You got effed out?
Oh, sorry. I thought you wiped my face. I didn't know.
All right, Vipers. As we do every week, we go through all the crimes that were committed by the gang.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start with you, Eyeball. You shoplifted some snacks, and you kicked the shit out of a payphone. Very nice.
Yeah, the only one in town, and I beat the shit out of it.
Very nice. All right.
But nobody even uses payphones anymore. Is that really even a legitimate crime?
I don't know. It's still pretty cool. All right, Lizard.
Man, let me just say something. I was part of the Vipers since they got started. And this kind of organization pisses me off. We used to just ride out and just cause havoc.
Yeah.
Well, how can we just do that again, huh? Like a true Viper would. No.
Hey. Times have changed. Times have changed. Look, we don't do U-turns anymore.
What else are you talking about?
He's been here since before we have.
We know.
No U-turns. When does this start?
Look, we're not cold-blooded. We're just pests.
Cold-blooded.
Well, we're Vipers. We are cold. That's a damn name, man.
But we'll kill you.
We got ice in our veins.
We'll kill.
I mean, Eyeball stole snacks. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Funyuns. It's not that crazy.
He's pretty tame for my
name. That payphone had 50 cents.
I was doing donuts in a crosswalk. You know how many U-turns that is? Seven. I was tail-whipping babies in carriages.
Seven U-turns.
I'm a Viper.
Seven.
Well, what say you?
I mean, that's... These are...
No, not you.
Oh. The one you don't even know her name?
The baddest of all. I just know she's bad. I just know she's bad.
That's right. I'm real bad. You say we don't do U-turns, I spit in your face. Do you know what I did last week? I took a bunch of traffic cones, and I took them home.
You made some chicken. You didn't give us a chance to answer. You asked a question, miss.
Hey, you gotta let us answer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
All right, Albuquerque PD, listen up. The Vipers, they're still a problem. Yeah.
Oh, God. Come on. That's all we want to call out.
No.
Oh, no.
Bang, bang.
Bullshit. Holster your weapons, everybody. Not putting in another ceiling. All right. All the time. Every time you shoot up, the ceiling falls onto the ground.
Well, I said make one of sand.
No, we're not.
Sarge, if I may, when we shoot our guns and the ceiling falls, it falls on the floor, not on the ground.
That's what I said. I'm pretty sure. All right.
Tommy, you want to play that back? Sarge
said. No, thank you. I want to just keep moving on with whatever this guy has to say.
All righty.
All right.
Tommy, if you can stop recording, then that'd be appreciated as well. All right. Oh. The Vipers are dangerous.
Well, Hank, how was work? Did they play the recording back like you asked?
No. They didn't. How did you know about the recording?
Captain, I'm very happy you're here, but at our dinner table.
I wasn't sure.
Hank is in charge.
But I was invited
okay,
to dinner.
Okay, Hank is in charge. You are, but you're a
no,
guest, Captain.
No, they didn't, honey. They didn't play the tape back. The Sarge is right, and that's why they made him a captain. Such bullshit.
All right, should I leave this dinner? It seems like...
You're a guest.
The corn is especially good, honey.
Thank you for the street corn that only you know how to make.
I do. Thank you.
Is it my turn to drive?
Not yet, Sean. Bullshit, not yet. If you don't want to do this, then we don't have to. We can find another way. Do you want to maybe get on like a... I mean, I think a motorcycle would be even scarier for you.
I'm going to switch seats with Sean. He wants to drive. I'd like to see how this works. I'm going to get in the back and I'm going to learn from Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
This is fucking ridiculous. I've been waiting for my turn.
Hey, Jesus,
is that whiskey? Oh my God.
Shut up.
Okay. Seatbelt buckled in.
Seatbelt buckled in.
One hand on the wheel, one hand on the key. Start her up. Yep. Okay.
Perfect.
Foot on brake, put into drive.
Great. To check your mirror.
And then shout my alliance for the Vipers as
Sean,
I spin.
Sean.
Pull over. We got the Vipers active right now. Vipers are active right now. I need all backup here.
Come to me. I'm here. It's just me. I'm the only one that's on. I'm the only one that's on duty.
You're like the weakest one. You're weak. I don't mean that in a mean way. It's mean like these are the Vipers we're dealing with.
Okay. Listen, I went through the same training as you did, buddy. Okay. And right now I'm the only backup you have, so you better get on board. You better shut the fuck.
Albuquerque PD. Everybody, we had an incident with the Vipers. But we did. Listen, you two effed it up because you got into an argument. We have it all taped. Can we play that tape back? Let's hear this part right here.
What if I pull my gun out on you right now? Now who's weak?
Are you kidding me? Who's weak? I have a gun and I pull it right back on you.
Pause. Bang! Pause right there. At that point, two shots were fired into the sky. Now, do you see how the difference is when you shoot into the sky and not into the ceiling? All right? So that's
yes,
a lesson
learned. Bullets fall.
Okay.
Bullets fall and they hit the ground.
Yeah, there you go.
But this time they hit a couple of innocent bystanders
yes.
who were in the car.
Who are now lying on the ground.
But we planted the guns next to them, so it looks like they shot them off in a celebration of sorts.
Because we're not stupid.
And then what happened?
Then we went to their funeral,
and we're in trouble with you, but not by the law. We went to the funeral. We brought flowers.
Because we're the
good guys.
Okay. All right. Good meeting, everybody. That's all I got.
Hey, Eyeball, you got a sec?
Yeah, I got a sec. What do you need?
Look, it's been brought to my attention.
It was really fucking cool what you did the other day. There was like... I didn't expect that out of you.
Thanks. That means a lot. That means a lot. You mean when I pretended to be a slower kid and then hopped into that car and did all those?
Well, I didn't know you were pretending to be a slower kid.
I didn't mean slow. I just meant like a dumb kid because I'm a smart man.
All right. Well, whatever you want.
I think that was the shocking reveal. I don't think we meant like the speed of you. I think that's what was shocking. You know what I mean?
You
this is what I'm talking about, man. The Vipers used to be something, man. We used to be a renegade outlaw.
One of us is a rat. We got somebody from the Albuquerque PD in our midst right now.
Well, Vipers eat rats.
Well, be that as it may, one of us here is also a mole. A rat and a mole.
Vipers
we got a lot of
also eat moles if they're in the same habitat.
That's true. That is 100% true. Why don't we do ourselves a little testy, huh? Everyone, hog up. Hog up. All right. Let's start doing a little U-turns here.
We can't hear you. Turn your hogs off.
I said you.
Hogs off.
Hold on. Hogs off.
Damn it.
Hogs off.
What was that?
I have a question. What was the animal that Ricky Ticky Tavi was?
Ricky Ticky Tavi? That son of a bitch that we cut up. He was an armadillo.
Don't say his name one more time. You'll bring him back from the dead. You know that myth is true.
Like Candyman. That happens. Candyman comes back. When you say Candyman three
don't,
times.
Don't you say it three times. Jesus Christ. God. God damn
hog
it.
Up. Hog up.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Before we hog up. Hold on. We're going to do a U-turn. We're going to. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We're going to do a U-turn.
The fuck? Yeah. Unless you're a mole. Or a rat.
Somebody call
an armadillo.
Me.
Oh, my God. It's Candyman.
Hey, I used to be your viper when I was alive.
All right. We're kind of doing some, like, internal businessy stuff.
Yeah, you want to do, like, a U-turn with us or you?
U-turn. Those are illegal.
Man, that's why we're going to find out who's who.
What?
Look, you just showed up, Candyman. There's a lot of things. Like, context is lost.
All right, Albuquerque PD. All right, gather around.
What's look, up, what happened to the captain? What happened to the captain?
I got demoted. What did you do to get to? He got demoted to hell.
Oh, my God.
Well, who's never liked him. Never what liked him.
He got killed last night.
Well, oh, my God.
Hold on. Oh, it gets oh worse. My God. It gets worse.
So he was murdered? You call that demotion? Oh my God!
Cold.
That's the oh geek my
hell? Demoted to hell?
Oh my God! No, you said that. You didn't get demoted. He got murdered.
He's so cold. I can't do this job anymore.
Holy
hold
shit!
Hold on. Let me clarify something.
Clarify what?
He was shot by a 9mm that was registered to the Albuquerque PD, which means one of us is a viper.
It was you. You did it. You did it.
Even knows about it.
Oh, you told us about it.
I just mean he got demoted to hell, right?
Why is he went to hell?
That's a turn of phrase. Oh God.
Because he was a no good rotten.
You did it.
Nice guy. You go to dinners all the time at all of our houses. I mean, he came to dinner at all of our houses. He was really nice.
God, Capitan.
Well, anyway, I got to go to lunch, but one of you guys is a viper. I'll let you guys figure out who it is.
It's you!
Hog up!
It's definitely him. He's hogging up like a viper.
I just got to be honest. All your undercover work, posing as, you know, a kid that doesn't speed in cars. posing as a captain of the Albuquerque PD. What were you posing as?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Where do you take acting classes?
Are you familiar with Uta Hagen?
No. No.
Look, people love the Adlers, okay? People love the Stanislavskis. But Uta Hagen
who
has
else?
An approach.
Who are other teachers?
You've taken a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to just focus on some Uta Hagen lessons.
Yes.
Does anyone have any questions before we get started? Yes. You over on the side by the pastries?
Yeah, I'm just auditing this class, but I did want to know, what is that?
You want to know what is?
What the Uta Hagen is.
Okay. Well, have a seat, won't you? No reason for you to stand when you ask questions. So, Uta Hagen.
I have a question.
Okay, let's get to your question before I answer the previous one.
I signed up for this class. Do right. I need to be,
right.
to succeed? Do I need to want a career right. in acting? Because really, I just did it. I already have a career, and I really just right. did it so that I could go undercover as a cop.
What career more. Do you have?
As a I'm cop? A cop. I'm sorry. I'm part of the Viper Gang. I don't know if I can take a class with a cop.
Meisner method.
Did you look this up recently? It seems like maybe you just picked this up.
No, the practical aesthetics, acting technique. These are all pretty run of the mill.
Hey man, styles. we asked you for teachers, not styles. All right.
So what? The point
you
is,
said Meisner.
Yeah, Uta Hagen.
That's what is that? An IKEA. What is that, an IKEA?
Yeah, and I went to one of your Uta Hagen classes. Yeah. And there was a cop in it.
What the hell? There's a cop? Maybe we got ourselves a rat here who's taking the acting rat classes.
I know. Well, maybe I'm such a good actor that I can pretend to be a viper who's pretending to be a kid who isn't the smartest kid in his class, but is not like
developmentally.
So, it wasn't about speeding. It was that. All right.
I'm saying I inhabited those characters. Maybe I could. I'm the type of actor that can
check
inhabit.
His ID. Check his ID.
Hold on. I got rid of his ID a long time ago.
Get it. Grab his ID. Get it.
He doesn't have a wallet. He doesn't have a wallet.
I got a loose card.
Oh, she got that's
a tissue. That's a tissue.
He doesn't open it up. No money. Open that card up or put that tissue up. Is there a card inside?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. No. I got nothing. I got no name.
What?
No social security number.
We call you Patch.
Which is something I wish you would not
do. Hold on. He's just acting right now, man. This ain't it, goddamn.
Damn it. Damn it.
Son
that
of a
is
bitch.
Our show. That is our show.
Oh, man. Just so fun. And unraveled. Oh, that onion had layers. Let's thank all of our alchemists.
Onion? Yep, little horse onions to go. Six for a dozen.
What now? Let's thank Jackie Gonzalez to Ruth Day, please.
Thank ya.
Jackie, where will people find you and your genius?
I'm at Jackie DeRuthie on Instagram. And I have a good time.
Yeah.
And I have a good time.
And if somebody wanted to drop you a line, they just write to you.
If they wanted to drop me a personal line, I guess they could slide in my DMs.
Yep.
I only have one email. I can't just be shouting that one out.
No.
But, you know, sometimes.
Plans for the rest of the day?
The rest. I'm actually going to get Cuban food tonight. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm very, very, very excited. Our friends watched our dog last weekend, and mm-hmm. so we are taking them to dinner.
And so you'll be going out to Cuban food, or
we'll
it's not being delivered.
Outside. We'll be eating outside.
Right. So if the Cuban food, and if pray. Some of it somehow falls off the table onto the
floor. I'll still eat it.
You'll be dining inside. Just check. Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Hey, Tool Singh. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Great to be here. If anyone wants to follow my thoughts and stuff, add a tool time, whatever medium you'd like.
If they want to follow your thoughts.
Yeah. I'll try to put them out.
Okay. Cool. Appreciate you sharing those thoughts. Yeah. Chris Alvarado?
Oh, that was fun.
Right?
That was fun.
Crazy fun.
Yeah, I like doing this.
What time is a good time for you to meet at the Costco Business Center later today?
Dude, this is it. This was my to-do was record Alchemy This.
Oh, so you're open.
Wide open.
We could meet there like in an hour.
Yeah. Although we go to different business centers.
Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah. Keep forgetting. Sorry. All right. Sorry. Fair enough. Yeah. I asked for the record. James Heaney.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Sure.
I think it's possible we go to the same Costco. I've never seen the business center there.
Oh, no. I'm going to take you, James.
That's cute, though. It's cute to see there's a business center there. Cute.
You're going to come over to my place, James. We're going to go in my car, and I'm going to take you to a different place that is called the Costco Business Center. It's a whole
new
world.
Go to a third location.
You can print stuff there, or what's the deal?
It's don't, okay? Don't. This reminds me of when Joey was saying the hot dog buns and stuff like that. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hot dog buns.
This is important.
This is important.
I can't, Kevin.
I think you're getting the first class attitude real good.
Yeah. That's right. Love it. Joey.
You know it. You can check me out. God bless. Chim Chum on Instagram. I'm also on the TikTok. I got some. I'm doing acting lessons. So if you want to come on there,
you're
and
doing
duet me,
acting lessons. Or
I am
teaching or attending
the both of those. So if you want to get on there and learn some acting tips, some tricks on the inside. That's it. So just check it out.
All right. Cool. Let's thank Mr. Doug Baim. Fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Thumb, 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 thumb.
Thank you, each and every damn one of you. Please be kind to each other. We'd appreciate it. Until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, saying...
Hello. Hello.